Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the state treasurer of the great state of Nevada, Paul Enos, has the rundown.
Today, Sam, we're going to be talking to Kate Marshall about everything from the real estate market to Nevada's credit rating.
Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Heidi Smith, Connie McMullen, and Josh Hicks. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
How long does it take to get to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park? Well, it's just 10 minutes east of Reno Spark on Highway 80, just minutes from the airport. And under construction is an interchange linking I-80 to TRI's four-lane USA Parkway. And soon, this parkway will connect Interstate 80 to Highway 50. How far is the world's largest industrial center from your home? It's a lot closer than you think. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome back to the program Kate Marshall. She's the state treasurer of Nevada seeking re-election and running against former state controller Steve Martin. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you very much.
Madam Treasurer, a few days ago you announced that the state of Nevada would have somebody from the FDIC to come in here and look at what's happening in the commercial real estate market. Can you elaborate and tell us how that benefits Nevada?
Absolutely. Nevada has had a home foreclosure problem, and now it has moved to a commercial real estate foreclosure problem, and we needed someone on the ground to deal with Nevada's issues. So you could call them and explain your issues to them, your particular instances prior to the asset getting put into a pool. And here's why that's really important for the broader state of Nevada. The commercial real estate issue is a problem both for commercial real estate holders and for the banks. If they can't find a way to restructure those loans, and if the banks are continuously required to increase their capital requirements because of these distressed assets, then the banks can't loan to small businesses.
What's the bigger problem for our state? Is it the commercial real estate market, or is it the residential real estate market?
Well, in this state, both are a problem, right? So we want to mitigate the problems on both ends. But in the long term, the reason that I focus now on commercial real estate is because one of the things that happened with the residential foreclosure market is the federal government was not ahead of it. We were reactive. So now we have this issue coming with commercial real estate, and we need to get ahead of it. We need to try to mitigate it before it hits us in the face. And we need to get into a situation where the banks can lend money to small businesses, because that means jobs for Nevada. And as long as they're dealing with the commercial real estate issue, they can't lend money to small businesses. And my focus is jobs in Nevada.
Okay, we had Abby Hyon on the program a couple of days ago, who's the managing partner of Commercial Mitigation Group. And that's exactly what they do, is they get in there and they work with the banks and with the commercial real estate properties to mitigate these loans. And I talked to him about the announcement from Bank of America last week that they were going to start writing down the principal on the home loans that they got from Countrywide Mortgage. And he said on the program that that's what all of the banks should have been doing up until this point. Do you see that happening in Nevada?
On commercial real estate, it's really on a case-by-case basis. When it comes to residential foreclosures, you can take kind of a broad swath on how you're going to deal with homes in general, homes in a particular neighborhood or in a particular area. But commercial real estate, you're going to have to deal with that particular commercial real estate property and what it looks like in that surrounding neighborhood.
What would be the idea of putting together a list from the treasurer's office of mitigation groups that you look at and go, these are honest and reasonable? reasonable companies to work with, because there's a lot of scam artists out there in the home mitigation area. And do you have concerns about that in the commercial real estate area?
One of the things we did when the residential foreclosure problem came forward was we held some foreclosure forums and allowed people to come in whose homes were in distress and to talk to the mitigation section of their bank that had the mortgage. And we made a list of the banks and who the contact person was for the mitigation department. I'd be perfectly willing to do the same thing here. Our first step was to get the FDIC on the ground in Nevada, and absolutely would be willing to put together a list of contacts for people in the commercial foreclosure area.
Now, we've seen the problems with unemployment in the state. We've seen the problems with foreclosures. Do you think in Nevada we are in a recession, as you know most of the country is, although some parts are getting out of it, or do you think Nevada is experiencing a depression?
I think that we're in the saucer, that little dip, and I think we've stabilized a little bit. But it's tenuous and it's fragile enough that I don't think you can make predictions based on that. And let me give you an example. In 2007, at this time, I had about $1 billion in cash in the general fund. Right now, I have about $436 million. That's a huge drop. On the other hand, it's up. It's up. A couple months ago, I only had about $330 million. So you can see that it's up a little bit. That's nice.
Where do you think the boost is coming from?
All I can do is tell you where that cash has come in greater amounts than it had come in before.
But you don't
know
where it's coming from. But we also have had a tax increase since then. I mean, we had, you know, what, an $800 million tax increase
in
July.
The $436 million does not reflect this last special session.
Okay, but it does.
It does reflect the
previous. Because we've raised taxes twice in, what, the last, you know, 10 months. You know, we raised them during the regular session to the tune of $800 million, and then we raised, what, an additional 200 some million during the special session, and then, you know, the other cuts to mitigate that. During the special session, there was, you actually testified on the floor of the assembly about some of the not good options for the state. Can you tell us what was being considered?
Fancy financing. Basically, what they were asking to do is they were asking to borrow from the future to pay for today. So let me give you an easy example. Let's say I had a $1,000 bill today, and I only had $900 in the bank, so I need $100. So what the legislature wanted to do is they wanted to borrow $100, what was under consideration, to borrow $100 from next year. So then they could pay the $1,000. But, of course, what happens next year? You have a $1,000 bill. You only have $800 in the bank, and now you also owe a little interest. So you can see that that hole is getting bigger. Some states have done that. California
has
done that.
That's what the federal government does, right?
California has done that, and Arizona has done that, and I don't consider that a fiscally prudent path. So, however, sometimes you get to the point where your only choices are bad choices, and my job as treasurer is to be able to identify those choices for them and tell them the pros and cons. This particular choice, I felt that I needed to make sure they understood the con. They understood that they were digging a deeper hole.
Okay, let's take a break. More with the treasurer when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background check, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in about 10 years.
So do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Kate Marshall. She's the state treasurer of Nevada seeking re-election. The Sage Commission, did you read the report?
I read parts of it. It's about yay thick, and I will be honest with you, I have read through about half of it maybe, but kind of reading this part, reading that part.
Are there any recommendations?
They came and talked to me, so I've had conversations with them.
Okay, are there any other recommendations that you would go along with?
At this point, as treasurer, it's very important that I don't advise the legislature on tax policy because they need to trust my numbers. So they need to know that there's not an agenda behind those numbers and that I'm not skewing those numbers to get to a particular policy position. So publicly, I won't take a position on that.
Okay, but could I ask you, without naming the particular thing, is there anything in there that you would support?
I very much support trying to run the state more efficiently. I very much support trying to, when a contract comes up, that's an important point. When a contract comes up.
Not to go back and redo the contract.
Yes, I think that's a tax. When a contract comes up, I think it's very, very important to negotiate most favored nation clauses to make sure you're not paying more than another state. I took off $1.2 million off our banking contract by making sure that we weren't paying more than other states were paying.
But,
so these kinds of things, I think, are very easy things that you can do.
But in this economic climate, a tough businessman is going to say, we've got this contract in place, but we could get this for half the cost somewhere else. Why shouldn't you go in there and renegotiate it?
First off, you should have negotiated it hard when it came up, which I have done. And second off, I think to reopen a contract and tell the service provider or the vendor that you're going to tell him to cut 15% off his prices, you don't know what your service then is going to be, and you don't know what position you're going to be in the next time the state tries to do business. If I know that when I provide businesses to the state, services to the state, that I may get a 15% cut in that, even though I competed for that in a very aggressive way, what happens next time? And what do I do to reach the 15% cut? Because the last thing we need in Nevada is for businesses to be taxed at this point, and is for them to have to lay off more people.
So you don't think we should have a tax increase?
On businesses that that provide services to the state? No.
How about any business? I mean, let's talk about that, because that's going to be a huge debate in 2011.
Right.
Everybody's talking about it, and we've heard the number. Sam, you killed me the other day when you said we have a $4 billion hole, and we very well may by the time we get to 2011.
We're getting close.
And there's talk of, do we have a tax problem or a spending problem? Do you think we need more taxes in the state, or do you think we need to take a much harder look at how we spend our money and some of the entitlements the state has?
I think we need to look at the structure first. And once we can determine what that structure ought to look like, then you can talk about what the rate ought to be in that structure.
But, most states, they do have tax structures. I mean, California, they have a myriad of different taxes, and they're actually in worse fiscal shape than we are. Arizona, they have an income tax.
Yes, okay, so let me be clear. I am not advocating going the way of California. I think I just told you that in terms of securitizing unclaimed property. Really, that's a path you don't want to go down. You have to be fiscally prudent. You have to identify what your revenue sources are, and then you have to try to make sure that your budget fits those revenue sources, right? But what I am suggesting to you is that the legislature will probably have to look at the structure of the revenue sources. Why? Because we won't have any stimulus money. The stimulus money will go away, so they'll have to look at that. Now, what they should do with that, I go back to telling you, if the legislature is going to trust my numbers, I'm not going to take a policy position on that, because I don't want either side to suddenly think she's skewing the numbers to get to her view. It's very, very important that they understand that any number I give them is a neutral number, it's a true number, doesn't have a policy agenda behind it.
So if I ask you about the Millennium Scholarships and whether those should still be viable, does that come under that heading?
There's an Attorney General opinion that was written by Chanos, I want to say.
George Chanos?
When he was Attorney General, that states that the Treasurer cannot take a policy position on the Millennium Scholarship, that it is inappropriate because we are the financial administrators of that, that the university must take a policy position.
Well, let's talk about your BRAC Commission and the credit ratings, because those are things that you
deal. My favorite things, the BRAC Pack.
that's right, the BRAC Pack. Uh-huh. Can you tell us how the bond ratings do impact the state of Nevada and maybe a need for additional revenue?
Well, when the credit rating agencies come, and I'm very, very proud to say that we have maintained our credit rating through this entire fiscal crisis, and one of the ways I did that was I put together the BRAC Pack, the Bond Rating Advisory Team. members from all industries. And before I would meet with the rating agencies, I would meet with them and they'd give me on-the-ground information of what's going on in Nevada economically. So I could answer any question that the rating agencies had, and it was very, very up-to-date. You know, sometimes the state has information that we collect, but it's dated, right? Because we get our information, there's kind of a lag time, so it may be a couple months old. This way, I could give them information that was days on the ground old, and that helped me immensely. I can't tell you how much the private industry has helped me with our credit rating. But whenever the rating agencies come to us, they want to know, do your revenues match your expenditures, and how are you handling that? And so either you are decreasing expenses or increasing revenues, and one way or the other, they want to know. So those questions always come up, and I always have Andrew Klinger with me, the budget director, and we sit there, we walk through line by line that budget.
Okay, last quick question is, there was an article in the Las Vegas Sun from David McGrath Schwartz talking about partisanship likely at play as office holders exercise their authority, and it talked about you and other constitutional offices not going along with the governor's plans in terms of budget cuts. Was that a fair article?
Well, I can't speak to the other constitutional officers. I have two employees in my office who speak Spanish. They provide services on nights and weekends to talk to parents who English is not their first language about how to save for college. It's $4,000 a year, and it's not taxpayer money. It comes from the fees from college savings, so it's not a nickel of your money. And my feeling is that whether you're Spanish-speaking or English-speaking, if you want your child to go to college, and it doesn't cost you a nickel for me to have someone explain to you on nights and weekends how you can save for your child's college, I'm going to do that. I think it's a service I need to provide. It's also difficult for me. The alternative is I can't have those people go out on nights and weekends. So they get an 11% cut in pay, not a 4.6, an 11% cut in pay. And I can't provide the service. So no tax dollars used, $4,000 a year.
I mean, I guess,
they go out nights and weekends.
Quick question.
Actually, you know what? We are done. I apologize.
All right, no worries.
We're way over. Thank you so much for
Thanks
being here.
So
we'll always welcome you back. Will you do a debate?
Absolutely. With you?
No, I was thinking with your opponent.
Oh, okay. Yes, I will.
All right, great. Thank you so much for being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Workers' compensation laws can be confusing. How do you know whether the insurance company is following the rules? I'm Herb Santos, Jr. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation. At my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
On the next face-to-face, several Nevada Republicans are out to unseat Senator Harry Reid this November. One of Reid's challengers, Chad Christensen, will join us to discuss his campaign, the crowded field of candidates, and much more. Next, face-to-face.
If you're overwhelmed with credit card debt and can't sleep at night, the Debt Group can help you now. Get those harassing collection calls to stop and get your credit card debts negotiated down to a fraction of what you owe, saving you thousands of dollars with a lower, easier monthly payment. So if you have $7,500 or more in credit card bills, Debt Group can help you too.
Call to find out how much you can reduce your debt. Call 888-730-3849. That's 888-730-3849.
The odds of the Big Easy winning the U.S. Open twice? 1 in 1.2 billion. The odds of him having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. Ernie Els encourages you to learn the signs of autism.
You just received another determination letter from the insurance company. So what do you do? I'm Herb Santos, Jr. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation. At my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, a great Power Pundit panel as always. Heidi Smith is here, National Committee Woman and member of the Washoe County Republican Party. Josh Hicks, attorney with Brownstein Hyatt and former Chief of Staff to Governor Gibbons. And Connie McMullen, publisher of Senior Spectrum. Great battle going on between Catherine Cortez Masto, our Attorney General, and the Governor about whether to join the lawsuit on Obamacare. What are your thoughts on this? You've written some fine stuff on your UpNoteNevada.com blog.
Well, thanks. Yeah, right now it's shaping up on partisan lines throughout the state. There's 14 states that have filed a lawsuit, with actually one exception. They've all been by Republican attorney generals. The Democratic attorney general of Louisiana actually did join in, or has said he's going to join in on that lawsuit. So, but you see these fights developing in other states. There have been a lot of articles about it. The states have different rules about what happens in that situation, and Nevada is interesting because it hasn't really contemplated exactly what happens in that kind of situation, and that's kind of the stalemate where we're finding ourselves right now between the governor and the attorney general.
And when we have a situation like that, doesn't usually end up in court?
It doesn't usually. Usually those things are kind of worked out. You know, we've seen that in the past, but the way this one's going to go, you know, who knows what's going to happen? You know, if the governor gets counsel, I would suspect there'll be an objection to it from somebody, either the attorney general or the defendants in the lawsuit or maybe another interest group, and you might see it in court that way.
So what do you think of Obamacare so far?
Well, I had to bow out of the race for Assembly District 25 because I came to voting on Obamacare. I have a Medicare Advantage program, and Obamacare said they didn't want it. I didn't know where I would be with my medical insurance. I couldn't take the risk. For the state, you have a three-month waiting period. I have a huge pre-existing condition, and that means 3 months of medication. That's $2,500 a month for me that I wouldn't have. So, Obamacare.
For people listening on the radio, there was a tongue point put out there. Connie, what are your readers saying?
Well, you know, I serve under an advisory board under Mike Wilden, and so human services are a big issue for us, especially for seniors and baby boomers. And there is obviously a high uninsured population in the state, and as you know, we don't we're a stingy state regarding Medicaid. A lot of the seniors hit the donut hole. They can't get their Medicare coverage on their prescription drugs. And on the other hand, there's also the ARRA funding and whether it will be extended, what will come in under
what's the ARRA funding?
The stimulus money,
the
American, yeah, and under the Patient Protection Act, the new one just passed, there'll be ARRA funding coming in under there, but then there's also a maintenance of effort on Medicaid eligibility. So while the state is in such a huge need of these services, there's also the question that the governor raises, will this bankrupt the state? And so it's a valid question. And somewhere between the two, I think the legislature should decide what is appropriate for our state.
Do you regard this as about to bankrupt the state?
Well, I think all entitlements are going to bankrupt government. I think we need to take a look at everything. You need to take a look at Medicare. You need to take a look at Social Security. You need to take a look at Medicaid. And you need to say, can we afford this? You know, we have made it really easy in this country for people to just kind of, you know, brush off any personal responsibility and say, oh, ultimately somebody else will take care of me. I don't need to worry about my future. I don't need to plan ahead.
Well,
and I understand that some people
that.
Do
the
plan
ahead.
The
insurance companies make it so difficult to get the care that you need.
I don't disagree with you that there are issues with the insurance companies, but when you look at 70% of the diseases that are caused in this country are behavior related.
Correct. Risky behavior,
We need to give people an impetus to get healthy, to not say, oh, it doesn't matter what I eat, it doesn't matter what I drink, it doesn't matter how I live. We need to give them an impetus, and usually you have to do that through financial means.
A provision under this new Obamacare, as you like to call it, for preventive and for wellness programs. There is a huge aspect.
But whenever you have somebody picking up the check at the end, there isn't going to be that impetus for personal responsibility. I'll tell you,
let's Heidi get in here.
Sure.
Well, I've been in the health insurance business for 45 years.
I know from the insurance side, and I know from a person who's had to fight the insurance company to get a liver transplant. Now I am, I wanted to run for office. I couldn't because I am on Medicare disability. If I ran for office, I would lose that because then I would be working. Then I would have 3 months where I would have to wait, and my bills for the medicine, for the anti-rejection medicine, is $2,500 a month. If I won the election this term and lost next term, I would be out of insurance. Or I would have to go on COBRA or something.
Which is incredibly expensive.
$1,800. I've done that before. It was $1,800 a month just for me. There are a lot of bad things about the health care that we have, but I don't see them as being addressed, even in the Obamacare plan.
One of the things that that is in there is to take up on what New York State has done, which is to put calorie counts and make the content of food in chain restaurants that have, I think it's more than 20 restaurants, available. Do you think the public will take any notice, will just look at the donut and go, well, it's 800 calories, I'm going to eat the donut?
I didn't know that part was in there, but that's an interesting point, and I would suspect people probably aren't going to pay all that much attention to it. I mean, you know, those if you're going to eat a donut, you're probably not worried about how many calories are in it in the first place anyways.
And it's probably like the people who pick up the pack of cigarettes and say, this is going to kill you, and just light up. Okay, that's where we've got to leave it. Thank you all. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
People don't change.
This year, we're really celebrating our anniversary. Purchase any item, sale price, 25 to 50% off, and your second item will be half off MSRP. Living room, dining, and bedroom, all on sale. And your second item of equal or lesser value will be half off. Repeat this deal as many times as you like. Plus, we're offering extra discounts for payment in full or 0% financing. Ennis's half off anniversary sale is just too good to pass up.
Ennis Fine Furniture.
Uh-oh, these jeans just won't close. You need the perfect fit button. Just attach the fastener onto the pin, squeeze and pull to remove. Simply pop on the button and attach the fastener. No needles, no thread, no sewing. Your jeans close easily and fit perfectly. No one will ever know you're wearing it. When you lose the weight, just remove and pop it on the other side. Wow, you've lost 3 inches and your pants still fit perfectly. Tailor your suit in seconds with a perfect fit button. Just slip on your belt and it's invisible. They're ideal when kids outgrow their clothes, and it's the perfect answer for hand-me-downs. You get 4 perfect fit buttons for jeans, khakis, brown, and black pants for $10. Order now, and we'll double the offer. But wait, you'll also get shoes under. Just pay separate shipping and handling. Watch, you'll fit up to 24 shoes, then store and slide out from under your bed. You get 8 perfect fit buttons and shoes under, all for only $10. Call now.
Call 1-800-398-6919. That's 1-800-398-6919. Call now.
I've been making credit card payments for years, but the balance never seems to go down.
Well, no matter how high your debts are, at Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you. We'll match you with a reputable law firm who will negotiate and reduce your credit card balances. Stop those harassing collection calls. They'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan that fits your budget. You could save thousands of dollars. Call Jordan McKenna right now for a no-obligation consultation. It's that easy.
Call today, 1-800-658-1269.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures.
Coming up next week, Sam, we have Dean Heller, Jessica Serraza, and Annette Whittemore.